So we're holding over here. Vezer shama pischili.
Yes.
Okay. Vezer shama pischili me'at b'tshuva v'tuchel over l'Eretz Yisrael. So this is a an entreaty that Klal Yisrael should come to Eretz Yisrael. Sheroishinim lo tol min schara teira. In other words, I'm ready to give schara teira. So he says that there is a, you know, Itkila Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to give schar. The schar is only shaykh Eretz Yisrael. So first of all, he says in the first piece, or in the beginning, he explains that the reason why Torah is tal and mitzvahs are geshem is because geshem is individual units, they're mitzaref, but each unit is a drop. So each piece in itself is discrete. Masha ein kein Torah, it's a klolly stick of inyan. I'd like to add one more hezba. And in why one is Tal and one is Geshem. Geshem is a very clear hashpa that we see how it works. The plants need water. We see the water come down. The water comes here and it comes to the plants. Tal is more a general situation. It's something sort of that we have a general sense of, but we don't have exact specific one-to-one ratio. So the understanding of how Torah is a mitzvah, I understand. I take my hand, I give a dollar tzedakah, I become a kinder person. I take my hand, I wrap tefillin around, I become kaddish, or so on. Torah is much more, much less direct. It's much more a sort of indirect hashbah without a specific nekuda, and that's why it's nimshol to... It's nimshol to Torah. It's nimshol to Tal.
So it's not because of the yachas. It's because of the ambiguity.
It's because of the way in which it affects Klal Yisrael. In the way in which affects the person is sort of by absorption. We don't have a clear sense of the process. Why somebody who does a ma'aseh mitzvah becomes a better person is much easier to see than why a person sitting and learning changes. He's learning about Metzia. Why is his davening better? Why would it, you know, Ma'ayin Yashmit al Tzai Sinai? That's the nature of that type of hashpah. The Sherosh and Tol Schar Teres. Now, then Schar Teres and Schar Mitzvah, like we saw before, Schar Mitzvahs, because the Maral says Mitzvahs have an achiz in this world, the physical Be'etzim, so therefore it is only appropriate that some element of that Schar be realized in this world. It's sort of a part and parcel of what it ought to be. The ikar schar mitzvahs, because the ikar physical schar can only be in Eretz Yisrael, like Ramban says, that all those haftachis are bizman that Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. I won't add a hesbet to that. It's cautious, but I still think it needs to be emphasized. I mean, at the very, very first glance, you say the reason is because Israel's makadish, and that's how Hashem gives schar. It's deeper than that. It's the pshat is Eretz Yisrael is a makom that is like a wick with fire on it. Eretz Yisrael is a physical place that has a ruchnistic attachment to it. Now, in Chutz Laretz, the world is physical, purely physical, and that's all it is. So if you plant in the ground, it grows. You don't plant, it doesn't grow. You water it, it grows, not. Yes, there's Darche Hashem, but they're very nister. And as far as a person sees in the hairs, it's all a physical reality. Olam, Yisrael is somewhere a combination of the two. It's physical, and that's why all the Yehudim in the Torah, which they're not pure ruchni, it's not pure metaphysics, but they are some combination. they are shaykh only to they're shaykh only to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, there's something which is a in Eretz Yisrael, the shiluv, the integration of a ruchnis. So yes, I have to plow the land, but I notice that it grows best when I daven with kavana and learn well, and it doesn't grow so well without that. So the reason why you could have some element of schar mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael is because it shows the land that has that integration of somewhat physical, somewhat ruchnias. This is another reinforcement of that nekuda. The Gemara says, famous Gemara cited the difference between Torah and mitzvahs, a marshal, like somebody's going in a dark place and there's a lot of stones and obstacles. So he gets a torch, is able to discern the obstacles, and then, but he's still worried from the robbers and so on, and then it becomes light and he's not worried from robbers and so on. The reason is because mitzvahs are a specific light. So it's like a flashlight. It's something where I have to take a step. And what's the right step to take? Here, I'll shine a light on it, and here's the step. So that's why it's Lila when I'm dealing with mitzvahs, but the mitzvah itself is a ner. It's a ner. Torah is a klolistic tfis of toiv, and the effect it has on a person is to turn him towards art. Okay, chaf ani yeshena v'libi er. Acha sheinicha v'niach hakol al reyav. Aymeres ani yeshena v'libi er. Ki'ilu adam sheyesh atzach haseshalom afshu yashen mikol mokayim kshunir v'chol pam yichar alav. So here he says, it's ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu let her go. She said she's not answering. She said she's in Golas, but it's not yet that part. She's in Golas, and now Ke'ilu is saying that even though Klal Yisrael is not Ke'ilu connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but every time the Mesayer, there's some sense of the Tzar. Ani Yishenu Libler Ke'ilu Odesh Shatzach Hashem Afshu Yoshen V'Kol Gushenir V'Chol Pam Yichav Olav. So even when the person is sleeping, he doesn't quite have nuchas hanefesh. So on the one hand, Klal Yisrael seems to be in a minut Kadosh Baruch Hu. So one might ask, so why are they so upset that the Hashkach is not with them? It's like manifshach. If they're not holding by Rebbe Hashem, they're not holding by Hashem. The answer is, because even when they're sleeping, they know that when they come to their senses, they're going to feel terrible. So it's something that leaves a mark even when the person is disconnected. Kol doidi doifek v'oimeli pischli achoisi. Ki yesh ba'olam shloisha minim. So Gaon says there are three types of things that we call good in this world. Arev, moyel, toiv. Shatev is tam. Arev means it is physically pleasant. Moyel means it's effective and efficient. And toiv means it is good in a moral sense. So let's discuss it a minute. This is just an important thing. It's all right. This farm will bring it, this ikrim and so on. The most physical of all uses of the word good is arev. In other words, a person who it tastes any part of my body that enjoys something. So when my tongue, when honey hits my tongue, I'm pleasured. So I call that a positive sensation. It's the most physical of it. It's individual, and that's what it is. A more conceptual sense of tov is the marshal, this is a good business. It doesn't mean it's a good business that I sit in the office and I'm misanik and so on. It means it effectively yields profit. And therefore, I can use it for whatever tanugas and so on. The toiv toiv in the moral sense, which is good, is so in a pure sense, in a very ruchnis sense, that's Torah. So v'chein ba'odom, ahavas noshim hu oreif, ahavas akroivim hu moil, because the person, family sticks together, we help each other, it's good dynamics, and so on. So the liking for family is part of a positive infrastructure in the Bria, and so on. So I may not particularly care for my brother, mother, father, sister, brother, whatever it is, but Lemaisa, it works well. The Avas Bal Midas Toivis Utoiv. If a person likes Balei Chachma, if a person likes people who are Toiv, that is because I appreciate what's Toiv. So I don't know what he wants in the pasuk. So he brings on the bottom, let's bring over here actually. And Lemaisa, what does he want? Tamu uruki toiv. Lemaisa, there's nothing over here in the pasuk. Does he mean to say the pasuk has these three things? Tam is, he said before, is the p'china of a physical one. I guess uru'u would possibly mean see what's going to come out of it. In other words, so lamashal, if I tell a person to sit back in the chair and lounge on the couch, that's tamu, that's a physical pleasure. I tell them roll up your sleeves, work hard, and you'll see the business will build up, and boom, that's ru'u. Kitov, I guess, is that ultimate toiv of moral good, which is tov in itself. V'yesh oid ava shehu kimayim aponim keleiv adam la'adam. This is another type of ava, which is very different. It's not ava be'etzem. You know, it doesn't start with me. I don't acknowledge it. But this kimayim aponim, if I dehare someone else likes me, I have a positive feeling towards it. So, so this is a fourth type of ava, which is it's initiated by somebody else. He brings over here a Reishis Chokh, but take a look in 86. Oynes b'inyan ava a reiser rechimu v'achua v'kshayt ispei. Avram Rochm Yitzchok Yitzchok Avram Mischapen Dobedo Yaakov Tarvaya Chidam Beberchimu Ba'achva Yoavin Leiruchi Dobedo. So I don't know. He brings over here that there is a type of dibuk of chaverim. I don't know. I'm not sure what he means exactly. But al kaponim, what's the goyin had focused all these avas on interpersonal relationship. He doesn't use chocolate as the example. He uses interpersonal relationship. And he says, Avas Noshim is because physically I feel great pleasure when I'm with an Isha. Avas Kroivim is because it's important, it's good, it brings about great tzitzos when I have a very functioning family. The Ava of a person who's an Isha Mala is the Toi Be'etzim. And then there's Ava where the other person initiates it, and we have that teva to respond. I wonder if he's being meramis something over here about the different midas mitzad the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Zechal Gadol is, whenever you have four, it's connected Yudke Vavke, and when, you know, something about the last hay being the reflection of the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, The Shem HaKadoshim, we have three letters that represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagos. The fourth one is we in this world and bringing out the Likus. So is this Zel U'maseh of the person's Mitzias when I can like somebody for one of three reasons, and also when the other person likes me, that evokes a liking. So the first three letters of Kadosh Baruch Hu's name represent the Hashpah that's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to us directly. The last one represents a Hashpah that comes because we were Mo'erit. I don't know, I wonder. B'zeh d'choshev kan, achoysi mo'el, rayosi is arev, yoynosi is kemayim aponim al aponim, ki mislavom is dabekes ben zugosa. So when a person is loyal to someone else, that itself evokes an ahava. When I know that this person will never leave me, thick or thin, you know, rain or shine, it creates a certain, it evokes a certain ahava mitzidi. And that's why he says, yonazi kimay aponim l'aponim, ki mislav azek zazuga, so the etzem wanting to be there. So the same way Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mesirus of Tu HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself is something that evoked a positive sense of Klal Yisrael, even if there are other things that are lacking Klal Yisrael. Sh'roi shinim l'tol, mach masa midasi b'chutz. Kutzoi say, Masayas is nimlu v'sisa loyla, v'ageshem ad mitaftik ma'at ma'at, it's at night, that's when you see a lot of water gushing down, because you only see it when it starts gushing down. So the first shein of Klai Yisrael is in Golos Rishon, and Ashnes HaGdoila are the Nekuda that still is slow awake. They call doidi doifik are the aneviim shevedera. So Akadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through aneviim. Pischeli afilakul shemachat, achoisi kanal ba'amashal, sheroishen until the inyan shevegolus enol neshefer lekabal aschar, neesar shel umes kedua. Vehine kolabach bechuvanim shen talamata. So over here he's pointing out something. It's not only the pshat, we are not getting what we need, you know, in terms of ashpa and so on. There's something else here. The Gemara says, Yesa mimashe ha egel roitzelina kapar roitzelahonik. It's like Akadosh Baruch Hu's hair in Kaviyachal is full of water waiting to be given over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knocking on the door and saying, I created the world to be Mashpia. I created a Klai Yisrael to be Mashpia Teva Lehem. You're not there. You can't have it. And therefore, I'm lacking something. So in the Moshul, and it fits very well to Moshul, when Klai Yisrael is not, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knocking on the door and he says, let me in because I'm very wet. So it's a problem, so to speak, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyach mitzad the one knocking. I'm not saying, you know, you don't have any water. I'm saying I'm full of rain and water, and I'm waiting to give it over. V'zeh sham shoshim tol pir sheish et zischor chol litin l'cha shem uchenes l'kavol al kein pischili. So the pischili over here, the Jerusalem culture said, is going on the p'china of HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting to be meinik, and not having going to be meinik. That stems the best in the Marshall. I want to add another piece of it that's important. That's better than what he's saying came out. Whenever we speak about the Churban, we speak about going into Golas, we speak about the issues we have now. So L'chura, leaving Eretz Yisrael, we ask ourselves, what's the problem? So one thing we point is the Redifus and the anti-Semitism and the Xeris. Okay, one. Two, in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is a very good land. It's a very positive land. Whatever it is, Ruchnius Gashmius and so on, and leaving Eretz Yisrael is bad. But Be'etzem, if we ask ourselves what is the mohus of Eretz Yisrael is the platform for connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People in Chutz La'aretz can't have that connection to the Baruch Hashem that people in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Rabban says that Tzivuchot Tziyunim and so on, that and Kol Adar B'Chutz La'aretz, Kol Adar B'Chutz La'aretz, those all are referring to this Bechina of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because the Chibur is Shayach only in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, all when we want to describe in one word what has happened to us, we say Golos. So Golos is not so much because we're by Yerushalayim that are very difficult people. It's not so much we don't have such a good land like Eretz Yisrael. Golos means we don't have the Chibur to Baruch Hashem. Eretz Yisrael is the only place we have that type of Chibur to Baruch Hashem. In Chutz La'aretz, you don't have it. So that's what the mohus of Golos is. It's like the Lashon Shegolum El Shulchan Avihem. So Marshall, imagine a kid is sent away from the table for misbehaving. So the mother is still going to bring him food in his room. I mean, he's still going to get it, but the difference whether he's eating al shulchan aviyim or not is a world of difference. So in Eretz Yisrael is a pechina of shulchan aviyim. It's the makom of chibur of Klal Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Chutz La'aretz it's not, and the male there's no such. There's no chibur. Okay, Gimel, Pashatis kutante yichachal b'shena. So Klal Yisrael rejects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's overture and says, I don't know, it's too tough. I've already hung up my stuff and I'm not in the mood to start over again. Pirush, Mishiva Knei Yisrael v'amra, Pashatis kutanti, Pirush, ima adam hoylich b'chalukoi, v'ine poishet, yochalav b'kame yomim oit, alim poishto, So it's one thing a person can keep going with the kindness and can keep going on coasting with what was. But we have to make a change that I've changed. That's a problem. It's not a question of continuing. I'd have to restart. In words, if a person lights a fire in his lap, won't his clothing burn? If a person walks on coals, will he not burn his feet? So midas are called chaluk rabbanan. They're like the interface between the person's pneumius and the surrounding. So midas are something which either he's born with it or he's trained himself, like the Rambam says. So he says that the pasuk is telling you that a person is born with different midas, many of them positive, but if he gets himself used to doing bad things, that's going to, he's not going to get out of it. In other words, a person's natia is to, a person is going to keep doing things that if a person gets into a rut, into things that are bad, it will eventually affect his goodness also. The truth is, it's a lumaseh. The Rambam says that the way in which a person gets midas tovas, it's by repetition and making it teva sheni. So it's something that works both ways. But Kleinstein is basically saying, I've backtracked. You're right. Once upon a time, remember me as a very good person with a levush noki and wonderful. It's not the case anymore. I've slipped. And because I've been so involved with umas olam and bad things, I backtrack. So Kleinstein basically says, I've been shun opirish. I've dropped it. So to drop it and restart again is very difficult. That's why in many ways, when we talk about a Baal Tshuva, so the it's very different. Once in the old days, when somebody went off the derech, to come back again has its difficulties. But when you're talking about starting something new, in many ways it's easier. Once I've been there, done that, and I'm finished with it, there's something about the person not wanting to do it again. So Kol Yisrael is telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're right. When we started the process, I came running to you, and we trained this Mesias Nefesh. But now that I've gone to sleep and dropped it, it's difficult. So it's very interesting. The Goyen teaches Vechacha Tanfim. At first glance, you would teach Tanfim as being bad. It's like saying, I've already put on a very fancy suit. I'm not going to roll up my sleeves and get my hands dirty. And this Abigail Farah Gleim is of the conditions of a person, being Isaac for Torah. So he says, I've already dropped it, stopped it, and I've pampered myself. I can't get into it. Okay, we'll have to hold it here. I just have to go now. Okay.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Wonderful day. We'll be in touch.
Okay, Miss Seda.
Thank you.